sound of Magic City in the background means that it's once again time for the Pat Radio Show on WCRS 102.1 and 98.3 Low Power FM, Columbus's community radio station. My name is Pat, and every week we listen to local rock, pop, folk, experimental, noise, music. And this week we are promoting the opening of the Summit, a new venue in town that opens the weekend of September 5th and 6th. We'll be talking to Lou Poster about that in just a little bit. And also I want to give a big thank you to Kyle at Lost Weekend Records. About half the music you're going to hear tonight was provided by Kyle from his vast stash of rare Columbus music. Check Kyle out at the corner of Crestview and High at Lost Weekend Records, right across the street, as a matter of fact, from the WCRS studio.
Thank you. face while you're downtown. I am easily replaced. While I'm uptown, see your face on every street. And I know the city is no place for this. And when you think of me, be sure to shout it out. Dancing when you're down, dancing when you're down, dancing when you're down. Down, girl, and I hope that I am healed. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to sort it out. And when you're down, girl, I wish you'd shout it out. And when I'm crazed, girl, I'll be sure to shout it out. Dancing when we're down, dancing when we're down, dancing when we're down.
This is a song called Southern Breeze. It's kind of about an ill wind.
from a 10th anniversary souvenir 7-inch from 1998. That is Cheater Slicks doing Southern Breeze. Before that, we had Grafton doing Down the Road, Gaunt doing Dancing When You're Down, and started off the show with Hello from Ohio by the Guinea Worms. Sam and Jovan from Gaunt are now in You're So Bossy, and also Grafton and Cheater Slicks, along with You're So Bossy, are taking part in the Summit opening, a new venue in town that is right next door to Cafe Bourbon Street. Earlier this week, I talked to Lou Poster, and he's going to fill us in about the whole origin of the Summit.
Well, the Summit's the bar that's just to the south of Cafe Bourbon Street. It had been the Summit Station for many years and was briefly called Jack's. We share a wall with them, and former owner of that place moved out a couple of months ago, and we have been in negotiation to buy it. It actually turns out to be kind of the perfect venue. A number of years ago, I was on a tour and came across a place in Holland called The Vera. And Vera is a very old bar, one of Europe's oldest bars, in the what they call the down bar area, kind of like a cask of Amontillado looking area, sort of carved out of a cave. In the back of that, they had built this huge ballroom and had a modern stage and lights, and above it had built like apartments for the bands to stay in. And they just treat people so well over there. And when I came into that place, into what was then Jack's, I saw exactly, like, it's kind of almost set up like Vera. It's a nice big room, a nice bar, and then there's like a good backstage area, and then an upstairs that bands can eventually, once we're done remodeling it, that we can put bands up in and allow them to crash. And touring in America as a band, you know, you kind of get kicked around a lot, you know, especially if you're not a super well-known act or whatever. And what I wanted to do is to try to provide a more European type experience, a more hospitable experience for some of these, you know, second tier type bands that are working their butts off but not really getting any respect from anybody, especially from clubs. So we're kind of able to take advantage of this opportunity and do that. Like, we'll be able to either offer a band our big room or our small room, depending on their draw, and give them all the hospitality that we can offer, and try to make them feel comfortable and make them feel at home.
Sounds like something that would be really appealing to a band trying to decide between, well, do I go to Columbus or Dayton,
right,
or Cincinnati? And
Columbus has been passed over for years, you know, depending on what era you're talking about. But, you know, there's been an ebb and a flow since I've been here. I got here in 96, and, you know, there were some bands coming through then still, and then it kind of petered out and trickled off after Stashes had closed. You know, the type of bands that we want to draw in are the really creative bands, the bands that are really, like, doing something new and original. And it's hard for them to find venues, I think, in the, you know, the smaller markets, the Midwestern markets. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to draw those bands and keep them interested. We've done okay with Cafe Bourbon Street, but I do believe that we're starting to outgrow this space as the bands get more popular, and as, you know, people get more interested in that kind of music. You know, everything's kind of timing out right. Like, Bourbon Street has been, you know, swelling in the ranks for a while, and now we get this new room, and it's almost like a spillover kind of an effect. Like, Bourbon Street's not very big, but a lot of people want to be here, so now we can kind of take the same idea that we've had here and apply it to a slightly larger space.
All right, I think we'll go ahead and hear another set of music of bands playing at this opening, and we'll be back talking just a little bit.
Fire waiting for somewhere to go. Collapse like a Yeah.
from a soon-to-be-released 7-inch EP called Stay Awake, that's Time's New Viking, doing Call and Respond. Prior to Time's New Viking, we heard El Jesus de Magico doing Scars, and Psychedelic Horse Stuff doing Portals, 5 a.m. demo, which comes from a UK 7-inch import, courtesy of Kyle. You are listening to Pat Radio on WCRS, and my guest this week is Lou Poster of Cafe Bourbon Street, Grafton, and Dead Canary Records fame. And let me just run down everything here. We got Friday night at Cafe Bourbon Street. We got Tree of Fern, Mike Repp and the Quotas, Unholy Two, Sword Heaven, and Dead Sea. And then next door at the Summit, you've got You're So Bossy, The Lindsay, Slide Machine, Necropolis, Hugs and Kisses, and Don Caballero. And those gigs are all stuttered about 15 minutes. So if you want to attend both, get into both venues, it's possible. We'll be talking about that in a minute, how that's going to happen. Saturday night at Bourbon Street, starting off at 9 o'clock, we got Time and Temperature, followed by the Mary Ann's, Laurie Yazvik, Night of Pleasure, Psychedelic Horse Stuff, and Good Company. And then next door at the Summit, starting at 9:15, Black Swans, The Bygones, El Jesus de Magico, Grafton, Cheater Slicks, and at 1 a.m., Time's New Viking. Folks can go to both venues on both nights if they purchase a ticket in advance, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so that is, I think we were talking about it, that's $20 for both nights?
Yeah, it'll be $20, $10 a night for the advance tickets. That'll get you access to both venues. What we'll do is sell the number of tickets that we're allowed to for Bourbon Street at that price. And then once those are all gone, we'll just be doing door at the Summit, which is a slightly larger venue and can hold more people. And we're going to try to run the shows so that if you're only at one side for the night, it'll still run like a normal show. But if you have tickets for both sides, you can kind of float back and forth. You'll have an access wristband for both sides.
Okay, in addition to the Summit opening, Lou, anything else going on at Cafe Bourbon Street and or the Summit that you want to plug?
Yeah. In September, we've got Dan Melchior coming with El Jesus de Magico. Prison Shake, who's back together, coming on the 19th of September. We've got Tyvek coming back, Sick Alps coming back, Static, The Menthols, Plesiosaur, The Yuppies. I've got Brainbow coming to do a show. September and October are looking pretty good.
And the place they can go for a calendar would be myspace.com/... Cafe Bourbon Street
at this point, yeah.
Okay. All right, Lou, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.
And good luck with the opening.
Thanks for having me.
It was a cold night in Tokyo. I got off the telephone. You were at my hotel dorm. You wanted to go out, so we went to the elevator. We went down, 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 down to the hotel lobby. And if you see me walk away, if you see me walk away, if you see me walk away, well, throw a rock at me, cause I deserve it anyway. Throw a rock at me, throw a rock at me. Hotel bar, you were looking in my eyes and I was looking at an empty drink, so we went to the elevator, we went down, down, we went down, down to the secret hotel basement. If you see me walk away, if you see me walk away, if you see me walk away, well, throw a rock at me, cause I deserve it anyway. Throw a rock at me, throw a rock at me. You were there and
take up too much of my time. I can't get you out of my mind. The things you've won, the hurt's been done. You think that you're the only one. You take up too much of my time. What I thought and what I think are two different things. What I thought and what I think are two different things. Uh-huh. So in my head I will put you away, back you up and store you.
is to let it go.
More bands playing the Summit opening on Pat Radio. The Summit opening, by the way, is not this weekend, but next weekend, September 5th and 6th. What we heard there in reverse order was Mike Rep and the Quotas doing Aliens in Our Midst. The Lindsay before that doing Life is Fair. Mary Ann's doing BC. And we started things off with Fern doing Throw a Rock at Me. All right, something else going on this weekend. A free show this Saturday at Holy Craft features this band, Super Desserts. It's a song called Coffee Pot.
Fireflies and bumblebees send out the signals restlessly, but what they're saying no one knows. And fleas are busy planning, plotting out their strategy, waiting, watching as you put the sugar in the coffee pot. The sugar in the coffee pot. Oh, whoa, oh, sugar in the coffee pot. Oh, whoa, oh, sugar in the coffee pot. Oh, whoa, oh. Hanging out in brand new places that you've never ever been. You never know a single soul. Silently into oblivion, waiting, watching as you put the sugar in the coffee pot. Sugar in the coffee pot. Whoa, whoa. Sugar in the coffee pot. Whoa, whoa. Sugar in the coffee pot. Whoa, whoa. Everybody loves you, and everybody wants you, and everybody loves you.
Socket and rolled across the ground, smiling at everything that it found. You walked into the room and began to consume that had been spilled onto the floor. He'd never seen anything quite so beautiful. It was a comely sheep, and he's a lowly eyeball rolling on the ground and trying to find the nerve to say just a few words to her. You look down at the floor. There was a sight she'd never seen before. A small eyeball had laid in front of her, a small flower. Puppy boy could move his lips. She bent down and ate her tulip, and he was so embarrassed he rolled away and hid behind the chair. At the same time, she was rather curious. Who was that eyeball? Oh, she only could have guessed that something so small and what seemed so obsolete could ever be so sweet. How do you do? My name is Eyeball. Although I know we just met, I don't think I could forget the way you looked up at me. So please don't go until you know about the way I feel. I've never been in love, but I do think that this is real. So he hopped onto her back and they both fell asleep. And love brought together an eyeball and a sheep.
From their EP entitled Suffer Baby, that's Couchforts doing a song called You and I. Couchforts and Super Desserts are playing at Holy Craft, along with this next band, The Curiosities. I played them last week, and they're going to finish up Pat Radio this week with a song called Hieroglyphics. You've been listening to Pat Radio on WCRS, 102.1 and 98.3, Low Power FM, Columbus's community radio station. And it is all made possible by Simply Living. SimplyLiving.org is where you can find more information. Stay tuned for Democracy Now, and I will see you next time.
Yeah. Asleep.